time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Irvin Simmons. He is an HIV community engagement specialist with the HIV STD Elimination Analysis Response and Treatment, or HEART, program at the Utah Department of Health and Human Services. And coming up today, it's National HIV Testing Day, and we're going to talk to you about different ways that you can get this done and, you know, why it's so important to go out and get these things taken care of as well. Irvin, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for having me, Dave.
Anytime. So let's talk about the fact. First, let's start off with the big question, that because I think sometimes it gets confused and it gets, you know, kind of muddled. I hope that we've kind of got a good definition of that now. But let's talk about, what is HIV?
Yeah, so HIV stands for human immunodeficiency virus. And essentially, it's a disease that attacks the immune system. And in doing that, it makes it more difficult for the body to fight off diseases. And if HIV is left untreated, then it could eventually progress to AIDS or the acquired immunodeficiency syndrome.
And I think that that's kind of what everybody, you know, I remember I was there, I was alive when it first started to get some traction, and everybody just assumed that when you had HIV or when you were diagnosed with HIV, you had AIDS, and that's not the case at all.
Right, they're two separate diagnoses.
And speaking of that, today, June 27th, is National HIV Testing Day. So what is important things to go out and take care of and do on this day?
Yeah, so I would recommend, along with the CDC recommendation, that everyone go and get tested for HIV and know their status. And depending on, you know, like, what your background is. So, for example, if you're a woman, the CDC recommends that you get tested for HIV annually, along with chlamydia and gonorrhea, especially if you're under the age of 25. If you're a man, then you should be screened for HIV at least once a year, but even up to every 3 months, depending on your risk. So just kind of getting out there, taking the test, and knowing your status so that you know how to move forward is really important.
Okay, and now let's say we've got our testing done and we get our results back. All right, what is the most important thing? Say, like, if you get a negative result, what's the best thing to do?
Yeah, so first off, like, knowing your status is, like, super great because then you know how to proceed, right? So if you have a negative result, then there are different tools that you can take advantage of to maintain your negative status. So one of those tools would be PrEP, or pre-exposure prophylaxis, and that comes in two forms. So it can either be a daily pill that you get from your doctor, or it can be an injection that is injected in you every few months, also through your primary care provider. And also just, you know, staying on top of, like, your sexual health by getting tested regularly and knowing your status.
Okay, and then what should we do? What's one of the first things that we should do if we get a positive test result back?
Yeah, so if you get a positive test back, what's going to happen is there will be a second test run called a confirmatory test. And if that test is also positive, then it's important to get engaged into care. And once you're engaged in care, you'll be prescribed a medication called antiretroviral therapy, or ART. And people who take ART, as long as they're taking it as prescribed and, like, they're doing what their physician tells them to do, they can expect to live a long, happy, and healthy life equivalent to somebody who is not living with HIV.
Okay, and now that we've kind of broken that down, what are some of the most important reasons to get tested right now?
Yeah, So one reason why it's important is it's really a form of self-care, right? So just knowing your status can help you make informed decisions about your health, whether it be taking advantage of other HIV prevention methods, or if that includes, like, getting engaged in care. And also, if someone takes an HIV test, right, and then it comes back that their test is positive, the sooner that they get engaged in care is good, not only for them, but also for others. So there's this term called treatment as prevention. And essentially what that means is people who are living with HIV and who are engaged in care, eventually their viral load becomes undetectable, which means that if they were to take another HIV test, HIV would not even show in their blood. Like, it would come back negative even though they're living with the virus. And people who are undetectable cannot transmit HIV via sex. So essentially, like, taking care of your own health also helps to take care of the health of your sex partners and other people that you might care about.
And, you know, we all know that certain aspects of our lives we feel should be private and things like that. There are ways to get at-home testing kits for this, aren't there?
Yes, yes, for sure. So the Department of Health and Human Services, we piloted a program a few months ago now where people can log on to our HIV campaign website, which is called HIVandMe.com. And when you log onto that website, there are several tabs you can click on. So if somebody were to log onto the website and they click on the tab that says testing and then scroll down, there's going to be an option to complete a survey to see if you're eligible to receive a free test mailed to your address. So that would be a free HIV test, a free chlamydia test, and or a free gonorrhea test. And people who are not eligible to receive the free test will at the very least receive a discount code to use to purchase the test at like a reduced price. And also those who are eligible for the free test, you're eligible to get up to six tests in a year. So you can do the survey like twice essentially and then get a set of the HIV, chlamydia, and gonorrhea tests over the course of 1 6-month period and then again over the course of another 6-month period.
Okay, and is there a like a website or an online information that we could get? Where do we need to go for that?
Yeah, So if you visit HIVandMe.com, that has a bunch of information about HIV and also information about other illnesses that are commonly associated with HIV, like other STIs. We even have information about COVID-19 up there. So there's a bunch of different resources and information up there. And it mentions information and resources regarding like how to get engaged into care, whether that is getting tested at like a provider, getting on PrEP, or getting ART if you are living with HIV. And all that can be found on our website.
All right. And before we get out of here, let's touch base on a couple of different points that we wanted to cover. Making sure that a diagnosis doesn't define you. And that's, you know, really important to people as well for their mental being as well as their physical being, I would assume as well, right?
Yeah, yeah. Unfortunately, there's still a lot of stigma around HIV. And it's not okay. And like that really shouldn't exist because people who are living with HIV are no different than people who are not living with HIV, especially now with the medications being so advanced. Somebody who's living with HIV can have just as long of a life as somebody who's not living with HIV.
All right. Once again, we've been speaking with Irvin Simmons of the HEART Program at the Utah Department of Health and Human Services. Today is National HIV Testing Day. Get out and get yourself checked to make sure that everything is going well with you. Irvin, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Anytime. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, CastleCountryRadio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.